It's always a treat to welcome Lauren Long back for a chat on Around Cincinnati. He's one of our very talented Cincinnati author-illustrators, having had a number of books on the bestseller list. He's collaborated with such interesting folks as President Barack Obama and Madonna, respectively, on Of Thee I Sing and of Mr. Peabody's Apples. Tonight, he brings with him his latest Otis book. This is Lauren's fourth in the Otis series, and I think it's fair to say that Otis has already become a classic. Tonight, we're going to talk about An Otis Christmas. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you, Barbara. Thanks so much for having me.
Always a treat to see you. I want to start by saying I love the cover of this book because it just says Christmas magic to me. So there's snow, there's stars in a midnight sky, there's a Christmas tree, a foal, who we'll learn about in a minute. But most of all, there's Otis in a very Otis pose. So for those who might not know, tell us who Otis is and what he looks like and what characteristics you've imbued in him.
Otis is a special tractor. I like to say he's the most unselfish tractor you'll ever meet. Otis lives on a farm. He loves his farm. He loves his farmer. He loves his farm friends, the animals. And Otis loves to work. But after working hard all day, Otis loves to unwind and play. And as you know, in the original Otis book, he rides the rolling hills and skirts Mud Pond and explodes through the haystacks, and he loves to play games with his farm friends, like Ring Around the Rosie in the first book, and Hide and Seek in Otis and the Tornado, Follow the Leader in Otis and the Puppy. I love the goodness in this character that I've kind of created. I like to think of the Otis books, Barbara, as sort of that safe harbor kind of book for little children. These Otis books are, I like to think, from anywhere from 0 to 10 years old, but they're really for those children often who can't read for themselves, and it's that coveted, warm picture book place in our world where somebody who is too young to read is read to by someone that cares for them and loves them, and that's what Otis is all about. Otis is sort of my search for the experience I had when my mother was reading The Pokey Little Puppy in the story of Ferdinand to me. So I see that we're finding an audience for Otis the Tractor, and it's really fun.
And it's one of the great gifts you give to us, because reading with a young child is just such a wonderful experience as an adult. And, of course, as an adult, we have these wonderful illustrations that you've created for us, as well as this wonderful model. Otis is like the true and brave friend we all want to have. So just tell us a little bit physically about what Otis looks like, because I think that that's a big part of how you've captured his spirit. So what does the front of Otis look like?
I get this question a lot more and more as I travel around. Otis isn't a specific model or make of any existing tractor. However, he does sort of have the body of an old Ford, but he has a single wheel on the front. So that does make him unique. And there were tractors that had single wheels on the front. The old Fords had two wheels on the front. I didn't make him green. I wanted him to be his own brand. The front end of Otis, if you will, is his face. So his headlights, conveniently, are his eyes, and he has these chrome-plated eyebrows that help me get emotion, and he has a little mouth on there, and he's got this little kind of ornament nose on the front. But when you personify something like a tractor or a train or a car, you can get human emotion into anything you draw, really, not only by a mouth that's smiling, but by the sparkle in the eyes, by the posture of the body. And when I talk to little children, I'll sometimes show them a drawing of Otis, and I'll ask them about the mood of this moment in the story, and they pick up on it. They're so smart. I don't have to say Otis is happy. They see it. I don't have to tell them. They feel it. And that's the power of an art form like the picture book.
So, as you've said, he lives on a farm with a lot of barnyard animals, And this Christmas Eve, for the first time, he gets a very special present from the farmer. What is it? And he goes to sleep very happy after receiving this present, but he's awakened shortly thereafter. So what's the present and what happens to wake him?
And again, in storytelling, we just like in a movie, we set a tone and a mood in the beginning of the story. And the tone and the mood for an Otis Christmas is excitement. And the farmer is very excited about Christmas. So everyone on the farm is happy and excited. And the farmer decorates the barn and puts up an annual Christmas tree. And he brings hot bran mash and brown sugar, which is his annual Christmas Eve treat for the animals. And Otis loves that time because he loves seeing his friends happy. But this Christmas, the farmer surprises Otis and pulls out a box and says, "Merry Christmas, Otis. A special tractor needs a special horn." And Otis is overjoyed, and you can see it just in the image, the painting of Otis looking up at the farmer holding out a special Christmas horn for Otis. Otis has always wanted a horn like the truck hat. So he is overjoyed. He's never, ever gotten a Christmas gift. So he thinks this is sure to be the best Christmas ever. And he nestles in, and as the farmer leaves the barn that night, he says, "Merry Christmas, all. Sleep tight. We're expecting a big snow." And so Otis putt, puff, puttered, zzzz, off to sleep, thinking this is the best Christmas ever. And in the middle of the night, he's awoken to the sound and feel of stress in the barn. And the noises are coming from the horse's stall. The horse was expecting a baby foal. And in the middle of the night, Otis wakes up, hearing the horse neighing and pacing back and forth. And he creeps over, and the horse falls to his side and rolls over, and Otis hears something that was very disturbing to him. He hears the farmer say, "We better get Doc Baker out here tonight or we'll lose them both." And that sets up the drama.
Yes, and there is a deep snow. So Otis and his horn are definitely a part of the adventure and the successful conclusion of it. And we'll let folks find that out for themselves. One of the things that I love about the Otis series that everybody may not know is that this really began with a gift from your sons, as I'm remembering, because Otis was a story they created or they inspired.
Yeah, Griff and Graham, who are now teenagers, when they were little, Tracy, my wife, and they would tell stories on the way to preschool and kindergarten and first grade and second grade. And they came up with lots of crazy stories, some with promise, others not. But one of them was a little story called Little Green Samuel. And that was the name, and it was the name of a tractor. Their story was very disorganized. It was about the friendship between the farmer's son and Little Green Samuel, the tractor. At that point in time, I was illustrating for magazines here in the Cincinnati area, trying to scrape together a freelance illustration career. I didn't have any idea I would be a storyteller myself, but it was like a decade later, when the boys were maybe middle school age, that I asked them, "What about that Little Green Samuel? That had some idea." I was already illustrating other people's books, like Madonna's, for example, Little Engine That Could. And so I started having ideas of my own, and I asked them, "Let's think about that story." They never wrote it down. And together we kind of, actually, I shouldn't even give them that much credit. I took their idea and wrote what we now know as Otis the Tractor. And I was able to also draw on another thing. I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, down the road, and I worked one summer on a horse farm, Walnut Hall Stud Farm. And they wouldn't let us college boys near the horses. They were too, you know, important. But they would let us mow and weed eat and bale hay. And I got to drive an old tractor that was a lot like Otis. So the combination of my son's story and that experience driving an old tractor and seeing the value of that tractor to the farm kind of helped inspire Otis.
Very quickly, just tell us another Otis book coming in the works.
Yes, I am working on Otis and the Scarecrow at the moment. It'll be out fall 2014, and Also, for Otis fans out there, Otis has his own website now. Mm-hmm. And there are videos of me. There's a video of me talking about Otis and drawing and painting Otis. And there's also games and activities for kids and things for teachers to print out and do with their classroom. So
wonderful.
We're excited about that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight. I can't think of anything lovelier than to wish you a very Otis Christmas.
Thank you so much, Barbara. And thank you to all the people that have supported me in Cincinnati. And I truly, deeply appreciate it.
We're glad you're here. I've been talking with Loren Long about his latest book. It's titled An Otis Christmas, and you'll find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.